Deontay Wilder net worth 2020. Deontay Wilder is an American professional boxer. He initially wanted to play basketball before turning to boxing as a career. Deontay Wilder is currently a WBC heavyweight champion of the world. He is one of the best professional boxers in the world at the moment. He was also considering American football as his career, but boxing went well for him. Wilder defended his WBC title 6 times, and his professional career record stands at 42-1. Deontay was married to Jessica Scales Wilder and is currently married to Telly Swift. He has a total of 5 children. Bio: real name, Deontay LeSean Wilder. Nickname, the Bronze Bomber. Profession, professional boxer. Birthday, October 22, 1985. Birthplace, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, United States. Height, weight, 6 feet 7 inches, 96 kilograms. Zodiac sign, Libra. Nationality, American. Ethnicity, mixed. Love life: Deontay Wilder was romantically involved with many women. His first romantic partner was Helen Duncan. This relationship lasted for a long time, and they had their first daughter together called Naya in 2005. After this long-term relationship with Helen was terminated, Wilder got married Jessica Scales in 2009, and they had 3 children together before a divorce in 2017. The reason for the divorce was the extramarital affairs Wilder had. Wilder is engaged to Telly Swift, who at the moment is a reality show star from TV. She appeared in WAG's Atlanta, and they have a daughter born in 2018. They began dating in 2015. Parents: father, Gary Wilder. Mother, Deborah Wilder. Siblings: one brother, Marcellus Wilder. Net worth, $40 million. Religion, Christianity. Education, high school. Social media pages, https://www.facebook.com/bronzebomber/. Early life: Deontay Wilder was born in Alabama on October 22, 1985. His parents are Gary Wilder and Deborah Wilder, respectively. Although not many facts about the childhood of Deontay Wilder are known, it is a fact that he wanted to become a basketball player or a footballer. He dreamt about playing for Alabama Crimson Tide, which was the hometown team, but things did not work out. He got married quite early in his life, and the birth of his daughter placed additional responsibility on his shoulders. To make matters worse, his daughter was diagnosed with spinal problems, and this made his financial burden even heavier as a father. Deontay took up many jobs, including that of a driver in a green beverage company. He later turned to box just as a means of acquiring financial freedom. In 2005, at the age of 20, Deontay Wilder turned his full attention to boxing. He started working on his prowess at the Sky Boxing Gym situated in his hometown in Alabama. Within the next 2 years, Wilder quickly had become a force to reckon with in the amateur boxing world. He was successful in winning national Golden Gloves and the U.S. Championships. Deontay was determined to establish himself as a professional boxer as he defeated Quantiz Graves during the Olympic trials. After he had won 21 bouts, Wilder won a place to represent the U.S. in the Olympics. He emerged as a bronze medalist in the Olympics. He finished his amateur boxing career with a record of 30-5. A great first impression: Deontay Wilder always possessed tremendous punching power, and the 83-inch reach stood in good stead. Wilder was trained by Mark Breland, who is a former 147-pound world champion and a gold medalist in 1984. Wilder made a quick work of the first 22 boxers he faced as a pro, defeating all of them in the first 4 rounds. He knocked out 14 of them in the first round. But it was the fight against Owen Beck when Wilder stepped up his competition level, as Beck was a former title contender. In a battle in front of the partisan home crowd in Tuscaloosa, Wilder knocked down his opponent in the first, second, and twice in the third round. Later, he was announced as the winner after his opponent could not answer the bell for round 4. The road to WBC heavyweight title: in November 2008, Deontay Wilder made his professional boxing debut against Ethan Cox in Tennessee. Wilder was declared the winner of the bout by technical knockout. Next year, he fought 7 matches and won all these fights in the first round. He continued to demonstrate how deadly effective he was as a professional boxer. By October 2012, Wilder had won 25 matches. He won all the bouts in the first rounds and by knockouts. In December of 2012, he beat Kelvin Price by knockout and claimed the WBC Heavyweight Continental Americans title. In April of 2013, he fought Audley Harrison, the 2000 Sydney Olympics gold medalist in Sheffield. This was his first bout in England. He defeated Harrison, who retired after the fight. In the same year in August, he fought against Sergei Lyakovich, a former WBO heavyweight champion. Wilder beat Lyakovich and then fought Nikolai Firtha in October. He kept the winning streak alive with victories here. Wilder fought Malik Scott in March 2014 and won the fight. After the win against Malik, there was a big match set up between Wilder and Berman Stivern for the WBC heavyweight title. Berman was the newly crowned WBC champion. In August 2014, Wilder beat Jason Gavern, and in January 2015, he took on Berman Stivern for the WBC heavyweight title. After the fight ensued for 12 rounds, Wilder was declared the winner with a unanimous decision. This is the road he took to becoming the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. He dedicated this victory to Muhammad Ali, who was his hero, and to his disabled daughter. Wilder received $1 million for the fight. The first title defense for his first title defense, the opponent was Eric Molina, and in June 2015, Wilder stopped the challenger on the Premium Boxing Champions card. He knocked down Molina in the fourth round and then again two times in the fifth. Molina, to his credit, kept getting back up and even put a brief scare in the Wilder camp by wobbling the champion in the third round, but Wilder recovered his bearing and counter-attacked ferociously to stop Molina in the ninth round. An epic battle Deontay Wilder faced off against the Gypsy King Tyson Fury in December 2018. It was an epic battle that saw a split decision draw in front of around 17,000 fans at the Staples Center venue in LA. Both boxers went into the fight with faultless professional records without a defeat to their credit. Tyson Fury surprisingly survived two knockdowns, one of which was in the final round to achieve an improbable draw. This was the first pay-per-view bout in the US since 2002. The three judges scored 115-111 for Wilder, 114-112 for Fury, and a 113-113 draw. Wilder was defending the WBC title in the fight for the eighth time. Wilder believed that he had won the fight because of the two knockdowns. A voice for the sports world with a rise in his fame and recognition with the acquisition of the World Heavyweight Championship title, Wilder started making a breakthrough as one of the main voices for the American athletes. In his interview conducted before the fight against Tyson Fury, he caused a sensation across social media and the interview was viewed all across the world. Wilder gained a reputation for being an outspoken person for the world of sports. He attended the presidential pardoning of Jack Johnson in 2018.